Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A museum dedicated to one of the most significant patrons of Jainism in Indian history was recently inaugurated, and this has brought to the forefront the fascinating story of Samrat Samprati, often referred to as the Jain Ashoka. First, let's delve into who Samprati was. Samprati was the fifth emperor of the Maurya dynasty, ruling approximately from 224 to 215 BCE. What makes this significant is that he was the grandson of Emperor Ashoka, who is renowned for his patronage of Buddhism, and the son of Crown Prince Kunala. This places Samprati in the later period of the Mauryan dynasty, a time when the empire began to fragment. Now, let us turn to Samprati's contributions to Jainism. Unlike his grandfather Ashoka, who was a great patron of Buddhism, Samprati devoted his reign entirely to the propagation of Jainism, earning him the epithet Jain Ashoka. He built approximately 125,000 Jain temples across his empire, a staggering number that underscores his commitment to the faith. Additionally, he commissioned 12.5 million Jain idols, known as Pratimas, which further highlights the extent of his patronage. Building on this, Samprati also established around 700 charitable houses, or Dana Shalas, which provided food, shelter, and medical care to those in need. It is worth pausing here to note that he sent Jain missionary expeditions to various regions including Afghanistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, and Central Asia, spreading the teachings of Jainism far and wide. Crucially, he rooted Jainism firmly in several regions of India, including Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Gujarat, and Rajasthan, where it remains strongest today. And here is something that surprises many students: despite his significant contributions, Samprati is often overshadowed by his more famous grandfather, Ashoka. But why does this matter? Understanding the contributions of figures like Samprati provides a more nuanced view of India's rich cultural and religious heritage. Now, let us explore Jainism itself, which is crucial for your UPSC preparation. Jainism recognizes 24 Tirthankars, or ford makers, who are enlightened beings that show the path to liberation. The philosophy of Jainism is complex and has two major sects, but for the purpose of your exams, it's essential to remember the core principles and the distinction between these sects. What does this mean for your preparation? It means you should be familiar with the key concepts of Jainism, including its philosophy, the Tirthankars, and the differences between its sects. It's also important to note the significance of Mahavir Jayanti, which celebrates the birth of Vardhamana Mahavir, the 24th Tirthankar. This occasion is observed on the 13th day of Chaitra Shukla Paksh and is a gazetted public holiday in India. Jains observe this day with fasting, prayers, and processions. Remember this date, as it's a significant cultural event in India. Now, let us turn to the historical context of Jainism and its relationship with other philosophical traditions in ancient India. Jainism, along with Buddhism and Charvaka, is considered a heterodox or Nastika tradition, which interacted and sometimes conflicted with the Vedic Brahmanical tradition. Understanding these interactions is key to grasping the development of Indian philosophy and culture. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers history, art, and culture. Specifically, you should be aware of the Maurya dynasty and its cultural legacy, including the contributions of both Ashoka and Samprati to Buddhism and Jainism, respectively. Note this carefully: the distinction between Shvetambara and Digambara sects of Jainism, as well as Jainism's contributions to Indian art, such as the Dilwara temples, Ranakpur, Khajuraho Jain temples, and the iconic Gomteshwara statue at Sravanabelgola, are all important points for your exams. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Samprati's capital was Pataliputra, which is modern-day Patna, and possibly Ujjain. Chandragupta Maurya, the founder of the Maurya dynasty, according to Jain tradition, abdicated the throne and became a Jain monk under Bhadrabahu. The Dilwara temples, famous for their exquisite marble work, were built by Vimal Shah in 1031 CE at Abu Road, Rajasthan. The Srava Belgola site in Karnataka is home to a 57-foot monolithic statue of Gomteshwara, also known as Bahubali, which is the tallest monolithic stone statue in India. The Jain population in India is approximately 4.5 million, which is about 0.4% of the population, and they are among the wealthiest communities per capita. Mahavir's Parinirvana, which is celebrated as Diwali by Jains, occurred in 527 BCE at Pavapuri, Bihar. Jain logic, known as Syadvada, has had a significant influence on Indian philosophy, emphasizing that every statement must be qualified with perhaps. Now, with that background in place, let us look at the broader significance of Samrat Samprati's legacy and the importance of Jainism in Indian history and culture. The story of Samprati serves as a reminder of the diverse and rich tapestry of Indian cultural heritage, highlighting the contributions of lesser-known figures to the country's philosophical and religious traditions. As you prepare for your exams, remember that understanding these nuances is crucial for a deeper appreciation of India's history and its relevance to contemporary society.